AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Ted Cruz says it was an ugly day for Donald Trump, who was forced to postpone a campaign rally tonight in Chicago because of security concerns.
This is a sad day. Political discourse should occur in this country without a threat of violence, without anger and rage and hatred directed at each other.
Cruz, who was also in Chicago tonight, says the Trump campaign is fostering feelings of anger among supporters and opponents alike.
When you have a campaign that is facing allegations of physical violence against members of the press, you create an environment that only encourages this sort of nasty discourse.
Trump says he postponed tonight's rally at the University of Illinois at Chicago because he didn't want to see anyone get hurt or worse. AP correspondent Alicia Caldwell reports there were confrontations between Trump supporters and opponents before the rally was to have started.
As more people came in, tensions eked up, and it was evident that there were protesters scattered throughout the arena. People were talking in mildly hushed tones about their efforts. You could see people motioning to each other about where they were planning to be, you know, should we tear signs up, those sorts of motions.
Earlier today, Trump was heckled in St. Louis, but didn't let protesters halt his rally.
Go home and get a job. Go home, get a job. Get a job.
A transit strike has been averted that would have turned Monday morning's rail commute into New York City into a nightmare. And this just in, noted media commentator Ben Bagdikian has died at 96. He helped publish the Pentagon Papers. This is AP Radio News. President Obama's health care law has missed a 2015 enrollment target.
The administration says about 8.8 million consumers were still signed up and paying premiums at the end of last year. The goal had been having 9.1 million customers by then, missing the target by about 3%. But the 2015 coverage year started with 11.7 million people signed up. Measuring from that, the dropout rate is a lot higher, about 25%. The insurance markets created by the 2010 healthcare law face challenges building and maintaining enrollment. People drop coverage for many reasons. Some find a job with insurance benefits. Others can't pay their premiums. Carlotta Bradley, Washington.
Keith Emerson, founder and keyboardist of the popular progressive rock band Emerson, Lake & Palmer, may have killed himself. He was 71. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.
Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big.